Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Poetic Energy herself.
Bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow. Weekly featured guests and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Good evening. What's up, Detroit? It's another night of Thursday night open mic. I am so excited to be here tonight yet again to just share with you the voices of the poets, musicians, vocalists, comedians. If you missed last week's show, we had a great show with a new comedic element to the show by Mr. Billy himself. That was a great show. Oh, hey there, Stevie G. I see my co-host is here, so let's connect him in. Hey there, Stevie G. How you doing this evening?
What's up there, E? How you?
I'm great. I'm excited.
Hello, everybody out there. MMP123 and guest 13667.
All right. I see that the poets, you know, as always, they always come through. And, you know, they stroll in at different times. You know how we have to be sometimes. Fashionably late. So that's all right. We
get my music that I sent you?
Yes, sir, I did. I've uploaded as much as I could.
Okay.
But we will, let's get it started with some music, of course. And we will, I do see some hands up on the switchboard. And we're going to play a little music here, and then we're going to pull some people in here. And those of you who are on the switchboard, please feel free to select option one just to signify me to that you do want to share a piece with us this evening. Otherwise, I would just assume that you are listening in on the show. So what I'm going to play a little bit of music here, and then we're going to take some of those hands. But let's get it all started off with some of the old school music my co-host has given to us this evening. You know, I was trying to get them all in, CBD. You know, I have so much music that I need to upload here. But, you know, you get it in the best way that you can. But I know I want to play this one instead. I'm going to play by the OJ's, Sunshine, because that was one song that I was dreaming about last week. And I had to, you know, it was so much in my spirit that I got up in the morning still hearing that song. And it came with just some beautiful thoughts, some beautiful dreams and memories and stuff. And it's very rare that you remember a dream when you wake up, so this was so vivid in my head. So I'm going to play this song by the OJ's entitled Sunshine. Is that all right, CBG?
That's all right with me. Do you. Go ahead.
All right. And then we'll play some more later on.
On this earth
All right, welcome back, Detroit. Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic E, and your co-host, Stevie G. That was the OJs with Sunshine. I just absolutely adore that song. And, like I was saying earlier, it just, you know, made me want to listen to that song because I was dreaming about that song, and after I woke up, I was still hearing that song, and it just came with some beautiful moments inside my dream. So, you know, it's kind of hard to explain that, but it was nice, a nice dream.
You're just so emotional.
You said what? Yes. Well, I do see there are hands up on the switchboard, and there are some hands not raised up on the switchboard. But we're going to take the first caller on the line and see what they have for us. Good evening, 865. You are currently on the air of Poetic Gig. And Stevie G, who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? X65, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, how you doing? How you doing, sis?
Hey, how are you, Jay Friend?
Hey, how you doing?
We're great. Well, I'm so anticipating what you're going to share with us this evening. I know you put in the group that you had a piece that you wanted to share.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You ready for
me?
Yeah, go ahead. Do your thing,
sir.
Bro.
All right. Well, this piece is entitled Imperative. Like, here it goes. Imperative. Seems like we're all going through sad trials and tribulations. Mental states suffering harsh abrasions, violations, twisted and sickly striations, reverberations of self-hate begun on plantations, suffering the past recriminations, repeating the same cycles in our vanished titles while knowing we came from kings, queens, and royal fams. We need to build new dams to stop the madness flows, being our own in debilitating throes. Every day the hurting grows. How much longer will we take these blows? So many suffering drug-induced madness or saddened, depressive states, some too poor to fill their broken plates, can't find the exit door, so continue to machinate as weakened reprobates, locked down in 10x8s. Some feel it's much too late to reinstate. The loss is too massive, too great. It's imperative we regenerate from this hate. Somehow we've got to find solutions to heal spirits and lives trapped by limits, somewhat broken and even blind. Many no longer see the signs of the harshness of these times where we find our young ones trying to climb from ghetto gutters where little lights shine. As if no one hears those long-ago chimes that used to ring true. In those times we knew dignity and righteousness. Today we lack the ability to digress. It's imperative we reclaim our pride. The time is now. It's time to ride. Fix up that old glory train. Take back the love that once knew our names. No more excuses, no time for the games. So extremely imperative we cleanse our lives and unshackle this shame we still cling and claim. And in God's name, one day, we will step from the flame. That's my piece.
All right, man, that was tight.
Jay Crin, you know what? I love your poetry because you always have such a conscious message and it makes people just really, truly think about the things that are going on around us here in this world, and it's just, you know, poetry that really touches you and touches you where it needs to touch you, and it brings you know, attention.
I appreciate that, sis. I'm trying to save the world. I am literally trying to save the world.
And I feel you on that. Yes, yes. And you know what? You know how we do. We gotta clap it up for you. All right. I had to give you all of that because imperative.
She's
a blog
for you. You know what that means, right?
Oh, yeah.
John, she stretched the blog for you. That means you're the man.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, J. birthday, Priya. You know, it's always a pleasure and honor to have you come through and share with the world your voice. And I hope you have we have time again to, if you can come back with another piece, if time permits.
Okay.
All right. Okay, we're going to take, you're welcome. Thank you. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 615 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, this is Real Flame.
What's up, Real Flame?
Real Flame! How you doing? I'm awesome.
My allergies acting up, but shoot, I'm ready to spit right now. Been a long time coming.
All right. You're ready.
Yeah, I wrote this for my mama. So inspired, but here you go. Okay, I got this feeling the world needs healing so we can rise up higher than the church ceiling. Black riders recognize my team tricks. Someday soon I shall rise like the phoenix. Joyful days, no, ain't nobody grieving. Fatherless kids need a man to believe in. Let them understand my plan, Lord. Just know someday life won't be this damn hard. We gotta live positive as long as you alive. Stressing won't help your situation, mama, don't cry. Long as we care for each other, share with each other. Nobody fall victim to depression, there for each other. I think school should have taught this, and don't feel ashamed pulling no food stamps at the market. Even when it's hard, you could get through it. So much hope. So feel free to help yourself to it. And ain't no more to it.
That's it.
All right.
Yeah.
It's Real Flame. Yeah.
Yeah, two counts. Yeah, two counts.
Now, Real Flame, we would never have known that you had allergies if you hadn't told us, because you just fit that.
No, I was just saying, just in case I would have sniffed in the middle of it, you know. Yeah, I wrote that from the bottom of my soul. What happened?
Yeah.
Hey, Flames.
Yeah.
If you would have sounded bad, I would have told you, hold up, bro, stop. Go get you some tissue. Come back.
Yes, you did your thing, and we so appreciate that. And just that was Real Flames, y'all. You know how he do. All right, he came through and put it down. So we thank you so much for that, brother. We appreciate you always.
Y'all welcome.
All right.
Everyone.
Yes. Yes. All right. We're going to take the next caller. Caller from the 732 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Caller from the 732 area code. You are currently on the air. All right. We still have some callers on the switchboard who do not have their hands raised up. So when you get an opportunity, if you feel like you want to share your voice, please do select option one, and we will know that you want to come through and share a piece with us. All right, we are going to quickly get into let's share with you guys one of the tracks by one of our artists that's sent in a track, and then we'll come back with some more poetry and music for you guys. Did you have something to say, CBD?
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
All righty. Now, this is one of my, we are going to, I'm in a mood for Mr. Kyrie.
Hey, make sure you mute me, because I got to
My beloved, when I first met you.
Uh-oh.
My beloved, when I first met you. I was tempted to approach you and ask, haven't we met before? You sure look familiar. And knowing your sarcastic sense of humor, you probably would have laughed and claimed I was lame and said I should be ashamed of myself for using that ancient pickup line. But woman, you remind me of an ancient love that I once knew. And every time we kiss, I feel deja vu. Your eyes are the color of karma. And last night, after gazing deep into the windows of your soul, I witnessed the story of our past lives unfold. And I remembered that I've loved you before. We first fell in love in a former life, over 4,000 years ago. I was a young pharaoh in the fertile fields of the Nile Valley, and you were the lovely lady who wore a white lotus flower in the locks of your hair. I was mesmerized by your beauty while watching you walk along the riverbank in your beaded dress. And I stand in awe once I saw how not even the sun rays of Ra could outshine the radiance of your aura. I wrote you love poems on papyrus rolls, proposed you from on top of the pyramids. And on our wedding day, I swore on the sacred feather of the goddess Maat that death would never do its part. So I carved our wedding vows in hieroglyphs on my heart. And I still remember the day the desert winds of death swept through our royal palace. You became ill with plague, so I summoned the high priest to say a prayer while you lay in bed holding a gold ankh to your breast. And you made me promise that if you were to die, I would mummify the memories of our marriage, keep them buried deep within the chambers of my soul so that our love would be resurrected in another life. And the following day you passed away. I watched as pyramids of hope began to decay. And on the day of your death, I held your sacred garments on the banks of the Nile River and wept. And I whispered these words, my beloved wife, I love you always. I found you again in another life. I was an Ashanti king captured in chains from our mother continent. And I barely survived the murderous middle passage on their slave ship. And they tried to break my spirit of resistance by beating me with a bullwhip. And I remember how you used kente cloth to wipe the blood from my brow. I remember when you cooked me collards and sweet potatoes in your slave shack. And I remember how you cradled me in your arms and your kisses helped heal the crisscross scars on my back. Back then, marriage between slaves was illegal. But in the secret ceremony, we jumped the broom, celebrated our honeymoon in slave court. Has made love and our moans gave birth to Negro spirituals, blues, and jazz scats. You became pregnant with our child, but having no respect for the sanctity of our wedlock, they sold me down the river, separating us on an auction block. How foolish of our captors to think that slavery could separate our sacred union. Our love was stronger than their rusted shackles. I escaped from my plantation, searched 7 weeks to find you traveling that night while evading slave hunters who sought the reward for my recapture. I snuck into your slave quarters where I kissed your pregnant belly. We plotted our escape so that our unborn child would be born free. We ran, runaway slaves in love, using North Star navigation to lead us towards freedom land. Slave hunters in pursuit, bloodhounds tracking our trail. And I guess the scent of our love was too strong. I remember how we were only one river away from reaching freedom when we heard the sounds of bloodhounds barking behind us. I unsheathed my machete, told you to wade across the river towards freedom without me. And I fearlessly fought off all more of the ferocious beasts to buy you time. But I was overcome when the bounty hunter's bullet struck my chest. But I found silence in the final seconds before my death, knowing that you and our unborn child were now free. And with my final breath, I whispered, my beloved wife, I love you always. Memories of past lives you and I have shared as husband and wife. Our eternal love survives because true love never dies. So woman, here we meet again, lifetimes later, reunited by the hands of love and fate. I found you in this incarnation and stared into the eyes of my soulmate. And you asked me, how do I know that you are my soulmate made flesh? Because my beloved, our love is stronger than death. And every time we kiss, I taste immortality on your lips. Your eyes are the color of karma. And I still feel the emotional trauma from losing you in our past lives. Woman, we are old souls, kindred spirits. Our love affair first began in heaven, when God's fingers used the thread of faith to stitch a sacred seam between our hearts, binding us as soulmates. So my mission in this life is to love you unconditionally. And part of my karmic lesson is learning that true love doesn't always have a happy ending. Sometimes true love ends in tragedy. Love and loss is a consequence of karma. My beloved, I was reborn to re-love, reunite, and reconnect with you. So I will willingly give my physical life protecting you, because fate always finds a way of bringing us back together. Woman, we share a spiritual bond that the sky of death can never sever. Our love story has no ending. It continues to be written by the hands of love and faith. So if I should die, don't say goodbye, my beloved. I'll rendezvous with you in my next life and reincarnate as your soulmate. My beloved wife, I've loved you always, and I'll love you always.
Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic E, and co-host, CBG. That was Mr. Kali with Soul Man. Oh, my goodness. I absolutely love that track. It really just kind of hits you in your heart and melts you down and warms you up all together. Yes, yes. CBG.
Yes, ma'am.
How you there? All right, I see the poets are coming out and people are falling through. Just take a quick brief moment to just thank you and welcome you for tuning in. Black Homeschoolers Guest 14505, Jay Crane, MMP, Real Flying Shiny, Soft Kisses, Miss Strong Island. So appreciate you guys for always showing the Poetic Energy Radio Show some love and falling through and blessing us on the mic. All right, we're just going to keep it going, and I am going to kind of share perhaps a little something with you guys. Do something real quick. It's going to be like, I think I've read this before. I've done this piece before. But I'm going to read it again and again. All right. It's entitled Accepting to Grow. I was incarcerated in my own body. I no longer wanted to be desirable to my male counterparts. My preference as my beholder, he stripped me of my mental inner peace. When he stalked my life with his predatory ways, he gave me not an opportunity to know my admirer. Instead, he left me in the dark full of fear, wondering if he was just an admirer or someone that was capable of harming me. He altered my thoughts. I no longer wanted to display the mere mystery of sexy. I just wanted to be hidden, so I allowed gluttony to become my everyday garment, hoping to become undesirable. Not realizing admiration is also provoked by personality. My plan of becoming undesirable did not work. Instead, his stalking became worse. He flooded my job with anonymous calls just to say my name and inquire if lunch for me would be the same. Little did he know that he gave me a clue to who he was. Now, I had a bit of information to give to the thugs. He had to be someone that worked in the mall with me, because how else would he know that I would be standing in the entrance door, modeling fine jewelry in the middle of the floor? He was obsessed with me, and that vexed me, that I didn't know who my admirer was. He stripped me of my mental and inner peace. He made me become a person I never aspired to be, a female living powerlessly. Although I believed in Almighty God and I knew that he was always taking care of me, fear seemed to take over me and dismantled my belief of the power of deity. And that bothered me because God has always taken care of me. So why again am I allowing this stalker to scare me when I have my posse of angels assigned to me? And that's my piece entitled Accepting to Grow.
That's
all
good.
Right.
That was beautiful.
Thank you, Stevie V. And coincidentally, I don't know why I read that poem now that I think about it. You know, I just had some recent, I guess I have another admirer out there who sent me something for my birthday, and I have no idea of who this person is, where they come from. Don't even know their name. But they were pretty gutsy and ballsy to send me something, and it's not even my birthday yet. It's not until the 30th. Go figure, Stevie G.
Somebody loves you.
Oh, I don't know. it's kind of scary to receive something from somebody and you don't know who it is. And, they, you know, I don't know whether to be flattered or frightened, honestly.
You know what? It might be
it. It might be what?
Might be Billy.
Billy? Okay, Billy. Yes. Well, at least it would be somewhat comforting if it was Billy. But nevertheless, you know, I'm not worried because God is always with me. And I know he's going to be right there with me, so I'm not concerned about it. Well, not too concerned anyway. But anyway, let me stop my battling. I see some more hands going up on the switchboard. So what I am going to do is go ahead and select the next number caller on the air. Okay, again, caller from the 732 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Okay, I think caller 732 is scared. Okay, unless they're having phone problems. Okay, we do still have people on the switchboard who do not have their hands raised up. So we are going to continue on the show. We're going to take play another track from one of our other fellow spoken word artists. And then we're going to take more callers on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. But we also like to keep in rotation the tracks from some of our spoken word artists who can't make it out always. So we are going to play a track by Mrs. Samira King entitled Make It Do What It Do. Samira King, y'all.
You see, I wanna make it do what it do, as if it does what it didn't before. Erase concrete closets, negativity space slammed shut, and out the door. Solitude applauds, it's written in the stars. Rebel with cause. Filled with verbal seesaws, I revel in melodic down. Glide with poetic rhythms, oh, how I love to dance well-versed rose. You see, my spirit takes it in daily doses. Two sips of mimosa. Lover, thy name is poetry. Be the flavor of thy kiss. And yes, I wanna make it do what it did, because it does what it do.
Show with Poetic E and Stevie G. That was Miss Samira King, Make It Do What It Do. One of my spoken word artists and also a former guest here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show, an amazing sister and artist. Okay, I do see that we have more hands raised up on the mic, so we're going to take some callers here. We're going to go with this caller. Caller from the 202 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
How you doing? This is Larry, the Soulful Poet. How are you?
Hey there, Larry. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Black? I'm all right. I think I sent you some tracks in one of your emails, but I couldn't get it.
Yeah, we did. We played them last week. You weren't here, though.
I know. I've been so busy, man. I said I got to come back.
We truly understand. We know that you are a busy man, and you got mad love for your track.
Oh, man. Thank you. I got a poem that I was inspired to write by a friend. And, Well, you'll hear it. It's called Conscious Hypocrites.
Okay.
All
right. Here it go. Some of us are forever preaching black unity. Some of us claim to be wanting to take a stand in our own communities. Some of us want to pull a Langston and dare to dream and march like king. And some of us want to speak revolutionary and buck the system by any means necessary like Malcolm X. And some of us are claiming to be civil rights leaders of the new school. But they come off of, I just wish they would come off of this pipe dreaming, cynical thinking, educated. They're just hypocritical fools. You can find these people trying to be motivational speakers, poets, conscious rappers, and everyday folk in general at best. But they fail to be as concrete with their actions, so their words go on emptiness nevertheless. Don't tell me about togetherness and building, yet you're tearing down your sister. Don't tell me about how much we need to band together to stand strong, but yet you're backstabbing each other. And how can you call yourselves conscious or builders when we don't even support one another? People criticized Bill Cosby when he gave black people a call to action. This man could have faded away into the sunsets with his career into a quiet fashion. We got gang members of all races, but they seem to be more glorified and vilified amongst the darker ones. I'm not advocating violence, but why are they taking aggression out on each other but won't retaliate against the oppression of the dominant ones? Hint. It's amazing a lot of us poets who claim to speak from the heart, but yet on BTR or other arenas, some of you try to be industry snakes and tear each other apart. Of course, most of us are slick-talking, hip verbal venom-speaking poets. Most of us are black, which fits this category. Just speaking on this is like a never-ending sad story. But this is nothing new. This is from the beginning of time. From tribes versus tribes in Africa, to slaves, to the house slaves, to the field slaves, to light skin versus dark skin, to SCLC versus SNCC, to black Christians versus militant black militants, to sections of the Black Panthers dividing into street gangs, to the East Coast versus the West Coast, presents present-day madness, which leads me to say that all races have problems, but the race that are talking about is the ones like us who are trying to solve them, and that's my piece.
All right, man. Brown.
Sorry, you know what? Before I clapped up for you, I mean, that is such a real piece because, you know, so much of that is going on right now. It's just a relative piece that brings to your attention. It should make poets and other people in the same light just pay attention to what you're saying because it's so prevalent now. You see all this discord going on in any industry, but you know mainly since we're talking about poetry in the poetry industry, and it's so saddening to me because it's supposed to be something. Something, a talent that we share together, and we become so divided with the way we think, our actions, and so many people do say that, you know, they're all about, you know, bringing unity together and all of that, but yet they are the main ones bringing discord among the people, you know. So I don't even have to ask you what inspired that piece because I already know.
Well, I mean, from years of seeing things like this, and me and a friend were talking the other day, and they were like, you know what, I hear black people standing up and saying we need to unify, we need to do this, that, and the other, but at the same token, they doing stuff like backstabbing, and you know, I mean, it's been in the air, not just on BTR, but I've been doing my thing for a long time, so I've seen it on stages, I see it in organizations, see it in everyday life, and it's just kind of sad. And all races have problems. That's what I try,
right.
to convey. But it just seems like we're the only ones talking about it. So that's basically an open-ended type, conclusion that you want to make. But it's just, you know, I'm just tired of seeing people. I mean, it's just fun that we all can do what we do and build together or whatever else. But, you know, don't try to be a dove 1 minute and then a snake the next. It's not a good look, you know.
Absolutely. Amen, amen. And you know what? We have to clap it up for you because you did this thing and you spoke nothing but the truth. All right. Where is that feature at?
Yeah.
You know, I always got extended for the truth. I really appreciate it and enjoy that piece. Because
getting mad love in the chat room, bro. You're getting mad love in the chat room. I don't know if you're in there or not, but you're getting it.
Nah, my computer died a long time ago. I'm about to give me a new one, but much love to everybody in the chat room. And I'm going to slide out. You can catch me on Facebook.com/Lowry, L-A-R-I-E, Edwards. And that's all you know from there. And before I go, because I know somebody else want to touch the mic, you said you have a fluorescent hour coming up at 10?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Erotic poetry.
Charles Ivan does that segment of the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
We have erotic poetry, Billy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I like all kinds of poetry. So, you know, I just hope that what I'm going to say ain't too harsh for your ears. Or whatever, I tend to get raw with it.
Yo,
you know?
Excuse me, man. You ain't got nothing to worry about. The host of that show, if you can get any more vulgar than her, then you is the man.
Hey.
She can get downright, you know.
Appreciate it.
She knows something strong. Say something. I know you're listening.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm going to slide out your way. It's at 10 o'clock. I'm going to still be listening, but just call back at 10 o'clock or just keep listening in.
Yeah.
Sure. If you can hold out, do that. If you can call back, do that too. But we'll be here waiting for you.
Okay. I'm going to hold on and listen to these other poets, man. Thank y'all for welcoming me, and I'm going to slide out the way so somebody else can get in. All right, man. I'll see y'all next hour.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Lowry Edwards. All right. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 786 area code. You are currently on the air with Coetic UNCBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic?
This is DC, the voice of reason. What's going on, poets?
DC.
All right.
What's going
the man
on?
Man of the hour.
Man in an hour. Well, I've been busy writing, doing a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of events that's coming up that I'm involved in and I've been blessed to be able to partake of, and writing a lot and working a lot, and I was kind of trying to think about what I was going to do on the show, because I just heard Lowry do a real good, compelling piece, and I don't know which one to do, so I'm trying to just think what I'm going to do off the top of my head.
You do going to be good.
Whatever comes for you, we know it's going to be it's going to bring you to mind. A piece of soul or something.
We're going to take the mic away from you and just let you rock.
Okay, well, I'm going to do, because he did one like that, I'm going to do one similar to follow him. I'm going to do, I think one of the first pieces y'all heard me do, I think. So I'm going to do this one. All right, here we go.
I was shot long before I could ever commit to the healing, because hollow points don't have souls. Starstruck with dying to stay alive. And failures are fertilized with tears that are covered by blankets of gun smoke. And death is choked by the hands of circumstance to the sequel of regret. And all this happens even before the sun sets. So success confessed that it kept my reality line. It was like a comedian and a mortician. I had to laugh to keep from crying, because even though I was trying, I was failing. Homeschooled with adversity that taught me lessons with questions that went unanswered. I felt like a cancer that needed a zodiac to belong to, a star that needed a sky to belong to, a soul that needed a peace of mind to belong to. So I kept switching dealers because I hated the hands I was dealt, not knowing my wealth was dictated by my worth. And to make matters worse, my tongue was cursed with the cost of negligence that almost killed my unborn seeds, leaving me to raise this bastard child of reality as a commodity with no investors. And this thing called life was paid to test us. And dreams were boxed up and put on shelves for rainy days that never come. And truth be told, these ghettos only exist in a state of mind that could easily change area codes. because freedom was sold with a vision with no glasses. So for my own protection, I went God's direction, expecting a harvest that could feed nations under one God and one statement. Cheat death by speaking life into one that's not promised. I said cheat death by speaking life into one that's not promised. Cheat death by speaking life into one that's not promised. I told life that love made it easy to deal with, but I'm so sick of excuses cooked in promises just so we can digest it. And my gauge of anger is always tested within these city limits of race of one color with different shades. Hating to love how I was raised, unfazed by drive-bys, that's how I keep track of time. Deaths divided by crimes. And it's only a matter of time when pissy hallways will only convict those who choose to ignore the stench. And I resent the fact that my lies are the only thing that made my reality make sense. And I'm convinced that love don't love me the way it used to, because I ain't seen God in days. And even though I pray for better days, I'm tired of fighting and tired of writing about one day we shall overcome to a heart that has nothing to listen to. But faith made my third eye more visible, resurrecting hopes of changing my ghettos to condos, allowing my nose to smell salvation without getting a chance to taste it, accusing my heart of being racist, because let's face it, covering a wound with the Band-Aid don't mean that it's healing, because resentment ain't user-friendly, because freedom attempted about peace and it's still on their way. So I looked at brighter days straight in the face without taking no for an answer to cancel out these egos that chose to ease God out. Because even though I haven't seen God in days, I still know he's on his way. Even though I haven't seen God in days, I still know he's on his way. I said, even though I haven't seen God in days, I still know he's on his way.
Oof.
Woo! Woo!
And I think we're going to have to go in the pulpit.
DC, I don't know if you really truly understand how we truly feel about you, but I just got to say, man. I mean, you know, and this comes from the purest place I could possibly bring it from. I just don't know. I don't know what God's plan is for your life, but man.
Well, hey, bro, we're going to have to put you in the pulpit, man, you know. Collection of
My thing is, I mean, I'm a very spiritual guy, but I'm also a realist. So my thing is this, I feel like everything that we do, every gift that we've given is not our own. You know, God gave it to us. So, you know, this is not by our own reconnaissance that we do this. You know, somebody else is controlling this gift. It's up to us to cultivate it. So every day I cultivate it, and whenever I spit or whenever I do poetry anywhere, I always try to do it in a spirit of excellence. I always try to do it, give it my all. So that's why I always say I either go hard or I go home. So, you know, and if it's, and whenever you have a gift, you're supposed to go hard or go home. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know,
well,
you go hard every so humble about it. Some people can know they have a talent and just, you know, be evil with it and be so just boastful about it, but you're very humble, and that's why, you know, I just see you continuing being blessed and blessed and blessed, and this is not the last we're going to hear about DC, the voice of reason, a.k.a. the poetic picture.
You know what? It's funny you say that. I think a lot of people have said that about me. I think the reason why I'm so humble is because I always consider myself a work in progress. I always feel that there's room for improvement. Because once you get complacent, you leave no room for improvement. So I always try to get better. I always think that I can do better. Like right now, I'm in the process of writing three different poems right now. And I think this is a lot better than what you've heard, believe it or not. So, you know, so I always try to get better. I always try to cultivate it. I do poetry every day, even if it's to myself. I do it in a mirror. I practice it. I go over it.
And, you know, and I've learned this craft, and a lot of people that do poetry really need to do that, because honestly, this is a platform, this is a very powerful platform that you can't play with.
Absolutely. You know. Well, you know, DC, we love you as always. dynamic brother.
See, you bring the noise every time you come on, bro.
Thank you very much. And important, I'm always saying, I love y'all to death. Keep doing what y'all do. Y'all have a very good show, and I love every time I get on it and listen to the poets. I love y'all doing what y'all do. So y'all the best at doing what y'all do, and I love y'all to death for it.
We love you back. All right, that was DC, the voice of reason, y'all. Woo! I got my hands over here trembling like, woo! I need to go pray somewhere. All right, we see some other callers that are on the mic, so we're going to take the next caller. Caller from the 865 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic Youth, Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, it's Jay Crane again, baby.
All right,
hey,
Jay.
Yeah, I was feeling your boy. I was feeling that for sure.
Yes.
What you going to do for us, bro?
Oh, man, this is a contemporary piece. It's not actually spoken word, but it's a contemporary piece I hope y'all enjoy.
You going to sing for us?
Right. No, I'm not going to sing. It's a poem. and take in mind, now I'm from New Orleans now, so there's going to be a little bit of French in here.
Okay,
this piece is entitled Laissez le bon temps rouler, Let the Good Times Roll. Live oaks on St. Charles Avenue stand tall like street sentries, creating a canopy of green and brown, a living tunnel of natural beauty as a streetcar rumbles by, clangety-clack, clangety-clack. Audubon Park across from Loyola University boasts its old world beauty with ancient magnolias and giant cypress covered in Spanish moss that sways languid in the humid breeze. At the park's winding lagoon, summer geese sound their approval as children toss breadcrumbs and delightful peals of laughter ride across the warm July day. Along the Riverwalk, at the end of Canal Street, with its high-end shops and restaurants, tourists haggle and banter over wares while locals stroll by, smiling, musing. The street hasn't changed in 200 years. The French Quarter calls out like an old lover, reminiscing on old times long ago of madcap parties and Mardi Gras parades, and nighttime is the right time. Let the good times roll, Shaq. Big Easy goes down smooth like finished cognac while sitting in the parlor, nibbling truffles or beignets, listening to a soft jazz trombone. Le Beaucaire, the old New Orleans, still sings a hauntingly jazzy riff that calls to her admirers. Join the party, Shaq. Have a drink or two. We're open all night. Laissez le bon temps rouler. That's my favorite.
Where you said that, thanks.
I love that joke, Kerry.
You know we like to have fun down there.
Hey, you should have done the whole poem in French and then said, and then just gave us a definition.
No doubt. That's my
so city. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said I just love my city. That's all. I give them props.
All right. Ain't nothing wrong with
that.
Wrong with repping.
Appreciate it.
Achilles' War Stilettos.
I am the pain that numbs your bare stilettos with the steel miniature whips on sides, glass trimmings along with the right dress that holds on to huh and wood poses and right dimensions and mirror, mirror, mirror on walls, compacted in purses or just before entering a salons or malls, you looking in the windows, reflection as an ad for those that look at you, safety measure. Nails, hair, toes, dear to cold specific. Blouse with a blackout like a warrior's breastplate, armored and able body, slaying any and all who invade your space with just looks. Rocking hard down sidewalks, church pews, office foyers, and banquets become like runways. Just being in the world becomes an audition, and you're on idol because when you truly rev up, we be the one scorned. Woman, you transcend personages. Even names don't fit. Mother, sister, independent diva, or the baddest bitch shit. You better ask somebody, and when somebody tells you, then everybody would know. And if they say that they don't, they hating. Snapping fingers on their ass is not defined attitudes. How you like me now is holding back the lightning on haters, just loving them, huh? You do it well. Way since stone painting, since this beliefs happen in Eden, more than image but so equal to God's. You already know your place, so there's no need to fear him because her spirit's in you. Haze, hellos, and excuse me's how you dudes holds no substance, especially without permission that only the stone can engage from your eyes at the weak speech without first paying homage. But you hold your smile in any disposition that pours their ignorance of not knowing they just almost died, even humble enough to lower your standards to being somebody's boo. Yeah, you scary, especially to look boys because you leave so many of them confused. That's why some try to become girls but can't hide under cover from your truth. You're beautifully mystic, shape-shifting in your majestics. You can take a man's heart and can still keep him living. God damn, I would be scared of your ass too, but I know your secret because I'm the pain that you feel in them tight-ass shoes.
Oh, okay.
I'm an artist, you know, but I'm trying to expand out over to the spoken word. I'm kind of like a closet poet pretty much, you know, but spoken word is kind of like a new entity. I was on here before, but I was using the name Red Sun, but when I was in Cali, somebody else using that name, so I had to change it. But it's also somebody using my real name, which is Adisa, so I couldn't use that, so I just came up with Nova. But where you can find me at is just on Facebook, Adisa Nova Mostwin Heartless. You can just hit me up on Facebook. And like I said, you know, I'm generally a painter. You know, that's what I do. I paint. And, you know, I've been doing the spoken word now for about a year. It's been off and on for like over probably 5 or 6 years. But I get out there and, you know, and don't really do anything, you know. But now I'm just really trying to, you know, really make it happen. So, yeah, that
all
was
right.
Just one thing.
Happened up in here tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are so glad you came through with that piece because you just really kind of just, you know, made us smile and just chuckle a little bit because you delivered it so well. And we so appreciate you coming through. And, you know, we have an open mic every Thursday night, so you're always welcome to come back and share with us your voice again. We so appreciate
it. It's been really well. It's been really good hearing the brother DC, the voice of reason. I know the brother personally on the Facebook. I've seen him a couple of times when I was down there in Florida. He probably don't remember me, but we chat every now and then on the FB. Deep brother, very, very, very deep brother, you know, and I've been kind of following him a little bit, you know, so. Yeah, I'm enjoying it, and I'm going to keep listening, and I want to check the next hour out, too, you know. Do a something different, show the versatility in the style.
All right, we appreciate that. All right, we certainly welcome that. All right, now, Mr. No Bones. Yes, with that great piece. Oh, all right, we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 803 area code, you are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Yo, how y'all doing? It's Floetic Soul.
Hey, Floetic Soul. Great to hear your voice.
Thank y'all. It's good to hear from y'all, too. Y'all doing all right?
Yes, sir.
What you
going to
do for
what
us this evening?
Yeah, I got to shout out to my man for that piece he just did for real, because that was hilarious for real. He went in on that. I dig that.
Yes.
But I ain't going to take up too much time. I'm going to do a piece.
We losing the
looking
signal.
On out y'all way.
There you go.
But it's like I stare blank faces right into the eyes of isolation. Souls with blank spaces, just full of empty spaces. Like trying to read a book with blank pages. They say under God we one nation, and that there's 6 degrees of separation. But when it comes to my people, that shit don't even apply. We so divided, it's multiplied. Our queens at the throne right before our eyes, their minds being brutalized. Dignity compromised from no pride. How can I know their worth when they don't even realize the beauty they have inside? They tell me to look back just to see where we're going. Well, if that's the direction we're headed, I ain't going. I'm in the pursuit of happiness, and I'm just waiting to see the day that we break free from these chains weighing down our society. They tell me to believe in God, but they don't believe themselves. Telling me I'm going to hell, but they going themselves. Everybody got their hand out, but hell, I'm trying to eat myself. I'm so sick from the bullshit, but I mean well. They say we free, but we just live in a free cell. See, they started the trend, but now we lynching ourselves. Killing each other, brothers trying to raise kids from jail cells with no bail, 24 students, 12 books on the shelf. Don't tell me schools ain't set up to fail. Fuck going, shorty, we living in hell, because they turned in white sheets for black slacks with the crease, a black shirt, gold badge, and still peace, causing chaos in these streets, and in chaos there is no peace. If this is the American dream, why is it we still hoping? Trying to breathe life, but the air so thin, we still choking. I shed tears through these words, so I hope I'm well spoken. Drowning in their sorrows, I'm trying to stay floating, but how can you mend a heart that's been broken, a warmer soul that's been frozen? I didn't choose, I was chosen. I pray to God this thought provoking, and beyond the surface of your mind, deep stroking. They say pictures paint 1,000 words, but I don't draw, so I put together 1,000 nouns and verbs. Stampede souls like 1,000 herds, put wings on words, flying through the sky like 1,000 birds, let chaos stir. I hope I strike a nerve, grab a life to preserve, because troops fighting to give us a life they deserve. So respect to them, because they over there giving their lives up, their brothers, sisters, kids, and wives up. Their medals just don't weigh enough when you fighting kids with bombs that really just don't give a fuck. We're scared to close your eyes at night, because you never know if you'll get to see the light. They rather burn in hell because they scared heights. Well, with me, let's that be.
All right, bro, that was beautiful.
Woo! The brothers tonight are really bringing the hate.
This Floetic Soul, child.
Floetic Soul, y'all. I really, everybody just seems the message in the poems tonight are just so in line. So we definitely got to pay attention to that and, you know, open our eyes and ears and just listen to the messages that are being spit to tonight. But well, we so enjoyed you for sharing with us that piece, and we are currently getting ready to go into our fluorescent zone with the erotic and the sensual poetry. So if you want to fall through again and render us a piece in that genre, feel free. If not, all right, still enjoy. And don't forget to come back every Thursday night. We so welcome you. Quickly, can you tell the people how to connect with you? Because I see people loving on you in the chat room. I don't know if you're able to see.
Oh, no, I'm not in the chat. But that's me. You can check out my Facebook page, Flow Etic Soul. Also, my Twitter. Yes, I got one of those now. It's a Flow Etic Soul. And, yo, also, we finna, it's me and a partner of mine, we form an entity called Southern Draw. We got a show that's finna start jumping off pretty soon. A little talk discussion type show. So, yeah, check us out, man. We also got the Southern Draw Facebook page, too, so definitely check us out.
Okay. All right, we will definitely check you out, my brother. Thank you again so much for coming through. We so appreciate you. It is now time for us to bring in our next host for the second hour of the show. And we are definitely so looking forward to the Fluorescent Zone, where we're going to bring in hot and erotic and just... I'm not gonna talk too much because I see that we are going and we are a little bit into our hour, so we're just gonna connect our newest co-host for the second hour. Our host for the second hour, Mrs. Strong Island. Strong Island.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Strong Island Sensual Sheets open mic segment of Poetic Energy Radio. You could bring it hot and erotic, or cool it and soothe it with some sensual ice. Whatever is your pleasure. Hi, Miss Poetic-y. Hi, CBG.
What's up, Ish? Oh, Alan.
I'm doing good, everyone. I'm doing good.
Come on down.
Ooh, it's been a long day, I tell you. A long day. Definitely ready to get this started, and
yeah.
I guess I can kick it off.
All right,
if you like. The name of this piece is actually Year of 2011.
All right.
And the piece goes like this: I proclaim this year of 2011 as the year of love. Opportunity to open my heart and let you fully and unconditionally have all of me, from my hair, my eyes, my nose, my lips, breast. Oh, let's not forget those luscious breasts. That's when you see them, you'll fall down to your knees and scream, baby, baby, please. Oh, yes, indeed. It's the year to get it in, from beginning to our ending, loving every inch of my clit, licking your juicy lips. As you open me up, and lick a little, tick a little, the middle with the head of your erogenous D-I-C-K. Oh, just finish it quick. My muscles twitching. My mouth is screaming as you work me out without thoughts of finishing anytime soon. Even though it has been hours since our shower together, this is why this is the year of my love, 2011, and that is my piece.
All right, oh, you're so good. I hope getting it all popping up in the world.
Yeah, I had fun actually writing that piece at the beginning of the year. It was like a little dedication to myself, my coming out.
All right. Well, you came out pretty good, girl.
Oh, yeah. well, I'm just trying to calm down a bit. It's been a long, long day. The first half was excellent. All the poets and poetess, they just blew us away. They really did.
Yeah. Yes.
And I see we got some eager beavers ready to get it in with us.
So yes.
I guess we need to just take, you know, let's bring them in.
All right.
All right, I see we have a call from a 301 area code. Caller from the 301 area code. You're on the air with Ms. Strong Island, Ms. Poetic-y, and Mr. Stevie G. How would you like to blaze the mic or cool us with some ice?
It's, I guess, cool y'all with some ice.
All right, brother. Let's hear it.
All right, this is Nova again. And this piece is called Pussy. So I'm hoping y'all like it.
All right. Finally, let's go.
Pussy. Often it is prisoner to the echoes of the desire that was once blanketed in silk curtains that hides another woman's secrets like a rare and fragile artifact inside a display case. It utters words like an addiction does to every addict who slides their fingers deep to remove residue from the past vice of being lower than the lowest denominator, but so equal to pie, but nowhere near the false illusions of the American dream. And I know this to be true because I have already had a piece saturated in the nectar of somebody calling me honey, even in the struggling moments of this society's brutal steam. It is the delicacy like at dinner, lunch, or breakfast, coated in coffee, cocoa bean, chai latte, caramel, chocolate, vanilla with sugar and spice on the raw side, picked from the deepest fields of the cradle of civilization. It sits quivering like a fat cat sitting in a room full of rocking chairs that sways right to left rather than back and forth, bobbing and weaving, beating itself up like a tragedy inside Uncle Tom's cabin that has churned up mixed emotions inside a street hustler's mental ideas of the game being as smooth as butter, and I'm whipped like a precious wound or heartbreak you won't let go of because it hurts so good. It had to be the last part that was made when it was taken from man's rib just to give it that special attention, like a struggling photographer who curses God for missed opportunities in the lessons of life and clothespins his eyelids to his forehead for his darkened world so that his pupils that I heard another poet say can become students so that they could be alert and pay attention as to never lose that climactic moment when time permitted their shot to come. And if God has these kind of tricks underneath his sleeves, man, I'm making sure I don't fuck with him in the wrong way. Pussy is like comparing a 200-pound, 6'9" strong man who is not afraid to bungee jump from a 60-story building but sweats by the thought of possibly leaping over a 2-inch broom or shattering some glass in a matrimonial bliss. Let alone taking action after being confronted with the responsibility of what it truly means to love your neighbor without prejudice. Man, pussy is like, man, I don't even have to say no more. And that's that piece.
That was a hot piece.
Thank you.
There was nothing cool about it. It was hot. Straight up hot.
Yeah, I think he brought the hotness. He didn't cool it down, but he just fired up low.
He really, really did. Well, Noble, how can we actually find you?
The name is Noble, so, you know, I guess, you know, I kind of interpreted it wrong. But, I was on earlier. I'm still trying to get the erotic thing down. I just was trying to be a little creative on that piece. But, yeah, you can find me at Adisa Nova Most Win Harkless on Facebook. That's where I'm at right now. I'm actually a painter, as I said earlier, just getting into the spoken word thing. You know, just wanted to show a little versatility other than the piece that I did earlier. But I appreciate y'all having me. I'm going to keep listening because I'm enjoying myself so far. You know, listening to the other poets, it's inspirational. You know what I'm saying? It helps me to be creative. My muse is my mom calling me stupid. You know what I'm saying? So I got this quest to try to prove her wrong, even though we on good terms. But, you know, it's just something that I keep with me to keep my creative juices going. You know what I'm saying?
That is always an excellent thing. Well, thank you, brother, for coming through. And, yes, please come back again.
I will, most definitely. Thanks for having me. I love y'all.
Love you back. All right.
Well, Miss Poetic E, we got some hands flying, raising, and jumping. So I'm going to go ahead and get this kicking and get to the next caller. Caller from the 347 area code. You on the air with Strong Island, Miss Poetic E, and Stevie G. Who do we have on the mic?
This is Sparkle Pieces. How is everyone tonight?
Hey, Sparkle Pieces. Welcome back. Sophia.
Yeah, I don't know if I could follow that. That was woo. But this poem right here is in between. The name of it is Your Hands. Touching me, caressing me, I feel your hands on the arch of my back, going up my spine. Your hands at the bottom of my feet, reaching to the top of my breast. Oh, how I love when you touch me right there. Your hands so big and masculine. Who knew you can have such much control over me with your hands? Adoring, ever so pleasing. Don't stop touching me with your hands. Damn, baby, I'm losing control just from your hands. That's what I can't take it anymore. Explore me with more than just your hands. That was just a small piece that I had tonight.
That is
all right.
That was hot, Sparkle.
I'm so nervous. I haven't been on in a while.
Hey, well, you're doing good. You're doing good. You know, it only takes for you to just come up here and just open your mouth and let it just rip. That's it. Just let it rip. And, Sparkle, how can we find you?
I'm on Twitter at Parham Delight.
Hey, are you in the chat room?
Yes, I am.
Please drop your link in there so we can follow you.
Not a problem. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you so much for coming out to.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, Miss Poetic-y, I think we really got some eager beavers here tonight.
Yes, I see.
Hey, they're coming through. So, hey, what is there more to do? Let's take the next one up.
Call
us on the 910 area code. You on the air with Miss Strong Island, Miss Poetic-y, and Stevie G. Who do we have
Hello?
On the phone? Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
What's
welcome. Who may we say is on the phone with us?
Speakeasy the poet.
Hi, Speakeasy. Welcome.
Hi. What's going on, Ma? Tell that girl I got some nice hands.
I can't hear you. What are you gonna do for us tonight?
I wanted to kick some knowledge, but it's past that time. So being that I'm diverse, I'm gonna have to get on the romantic tip. This piece is called
right.
World Power.
All right, let's go, brother.
If the world was mine, I wouldn't have it long. I'd lay it at your feet where I think it should belong. You would have every day with just the right amount of sun. Diamond blue skies, without a warrior greater come. I'd command the constellations to spell out your name above the indigo clouds that released purple rain, drizzling down slowly to your soft, tender lips with the flavor of a thousand tastes between each and every kiss. And if the world was mine, I vow on top my promise, palm trees of Key West, landscapes of St. Thomas, where I'd take you by the wrist and then softly hold your hand and lead you on a journey between the clear shores and black sands. Walking into the horizons of the early evening dusk, inhaling the sea breeze with the scent of Egyptian musk, where I'd lay you down into the ocean's low tide and hug you to the rhythm of the current's flowing ride. If the world was mine, I'd know what to do. Baby girl, if the whole world was mine, I'd give it all to you.
Is that your
yes.
That was hot.
Thank you.
Brother, that was a hot.
No, Chuck, I'm wondering if he can sing. Can you sing?
I know, because it had a nice little flow to it. It had a nice little beat. It sucks
you
in with every word. It really do. Well, I'm glad that you diversified, that you can just come up with something. You may be ready to do one thing, but then at the drop of the hat, you can come and spit something else. That's an excellent talent to have.
Yeah, I know that's right. I'm still, he's still going to ask the question, Strong. Can you sing?
Can I sing? Nah.
Yeah. He can't sing. It would have been perfect if he would have just broke out with some Luther on that. Is this where it was mine?
You just gave me an
so
idea.
So appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. So where can we reach you at? Are you still in the chat room?
Nah, I'm on Facebook. by under the name John Waters, Jacksonville, North Carolina. I'm from Delaware.
All right.
But I'm living in North Carolina now, Jacksonville, North Carolina. The name John Waters, JohnWaters.
Okay, now. Gotta go try to look you up.
All right, holler at me.
Definitely come back through. Definitely come back through.
I will, no doubt, sister.
Well, Miss Poetic-y, I don't know what to say tonight, hon.
I'll give you some.
They're trying to give me a run for my money, you say?
I guess so. It's this world of mine. Okay, all right, I ain't gonna even go in. I feel like doing that.
Hey, that's okay, sis. You don't. You just had to break out in tune. I understand.
He brought that. It was just like when I was listening to his piece, it made me want to go listen to the Luca song because he, you know, had some of his lines of the Luca song in his piece.
Mm-hmm. Well, ma'am, you are sure welcome to put on a piece of music and let's cool down a bit.
Hold on, we got a lot of.
You want to put on a Luca piece?
Just,
sure.
I'm
going wrong with Luca.
You know what? I don't even know if we have that song. Isn't that a shame?
Well, you know what? We never go wrong with Barry either.
All right. We can take advantage of this from Mr. Barry.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret.
Oh!
Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
I want to read. Your deep feelings, I want to make it right for you. Baby, show me that it's gonna lift me. Oh,
come on.
Listen to your heart tonight.
Got the secret key to you, baby. Let's make music harmonizing.
Come on.
take good care of you. That's what a man is supposed to do. And I'll be there for you all the time. Let your hair down. Let me get you in the mood. Thank you.
Well, welcome back, sexy people. This is your host, Strong Island, and you are listening to Mr. Barry White with Seeking Gardens. Are you ready for some more hotness?
Yes.
All right, now, well, I see we got some people want to share, so let's get straight on into it. Caller from the 865 area code. You on the air with Mr. Colin, Poetic E, and Stevie G. Who may I say is on the mic?
Hey, Strong, this is Jay Crane again. I want to try something.
Hey, Jay.
All
right. Hey, I was able to do it last week. Say again?
Go and do your thing, bro.
All right. This piece is called How We Do. She said, come here, babe. Let me kiss them juicy lips. Come give mama a sip. Come on, send me on a trip. So I step to her real slow. Her body's fitting real close. Grab me a handful of hair, and we let them tongues go. She said, come here, baby. Strip off them clothes. And slop that dick down and swallow that thing whole. Give you what you need. Make you curl them toes. After she swallowed every drop, ooh, too much, baby. Please stop. But she wouldn't stop. Teasing my sack like that, threw her on her back. After I gave her apple ass a slap, got down on my knees, started massaging her juicy thighs, saw that fire light up in her eyes, started licking her sweet pussy. Damn, she always so juicy. Licked her pearl up and down, sideways and circles all around. The way she squeezed them thighs, I thought I might drown. Then I snaked up her fine frame, shuddered when she said my name, eased my piece in real slow. Just because I wanted her to know. I'm going to take my sweet time. Going to be a long night before I let my juice go. Gave her that first deep stroke. But wasn't going for broke. They love like a man should. We ain't never ready to go. Put her knees in her chest. She likes it that way best. She came quick and hard. Almost like cardiac arrest. Flipped that ass over doggy style. Started working her like a piston. Slapped her juicy ass. Madman on a mission. Favorite girl steady moaning because I build up more friction. Ticking time bomb. Like I said, I was on a mission. 3 hours later, we both screaming and cussing. Ain't nothing like nails in your back without simultaneous cussing. Multiple orgasms and maybe a few more. And we laughing our asses off because came so hard, we hit the floor. That's my piece.
Devin Murray.
Stevie ain't right.
I don't even have words for you for that piece. That piece was just too hot. I loved it.
Thank you, Steph. Okay. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, that was a good piece.
Baby, you got my fan?
Huh?
You got your fan, right, Stevie?
Say what he said. What did he say, bro?
I got to talk about my fan.
Oh, yeah. Fan is always needed for that piece.
Man, you broke the headboard with that girl's head. Cut it out.
Even here, right? But thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, John.
Well, Ms. Poetic E, let's grab ourselves, get hold of our necks, because we got somebody else up on the mic. Caller from the 858 area code. You on the mic with Ms. Strong Island, Ms. Poetic E, and Stevie G. Who do we say we have on the call tonight?
You can say One Love or that one.
Welcome.
Thank you. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
All righty. I am so sorry to mess up the erotic flow. But I just
you ain't mess up. You can bring it how you want to bring it, man. It don't matter.
Okay. All right, cool. That's what's up. I'm going to tell my story. It's an entry into a diary known as
The Diary of a Bad Motherfucker.
I know.
I'm just trying to make a living. I wonder what it's like in heaven. I'm tired of barely surviving. I've been to hell and back again. God tells me, you're not ready, my son. Too much sinning. The devil says, see you soon, son. Yeah. Nigga, I'll be waiting. A woman is raped on a date. 1 month later, oh, shit, I'm late. Off to family planning. Tears in her eyes, red in disgust in her heart. She wants to be a mother, but not like this. It's ripping her apart. Paper gown on, lazy boy chair looking like feet in stirrups. She's cold. The innocent one is sucked out and disposed of. Oh, but I'm back, motherfuckers. Die hard with the vengeance. Michael ain't as bad as I am. I'm so bad, I give Freddy nightmares. Chop up more fools than Jason would ever dare. Not even little Chucky can fuck with me. Lock your windows, bolt your doors, leave your lights on. None of that matters, you see, from me. You, not safe in your own home. I'm the fresh cut grass that makes asthmatics wheeze. In my beef, please. I chew them up and spit them out like polyseeds. The thing that goes bump in the middle of the night, that's my little brother. I'm the thing that goes boom, shake, shake, shake the room. I'm worse than the curse of Frankenstein, baffling scientists' minds. You can't research me, Google me, or find me on Wikipedia. I'm unheard of. A new and improved strain of disease. I'm so bad, I make atheists believe. You ever feel the prickly thing on the back of your neck? And when the hairs on your arms stand up? That's me, motherfucker. The riots of 65 and 92 cannot equate. The China shake? Just a mere house quake. In Hiroshima? Just a pee drop in the bucket. Or in the New Orleans hurricane? Just a cool breeze, man. I'm the worst at its best. North, south, east, and west. There's no comparison, son. Hell, I eclipse the sun just for fun as I contemplate your demise and twiddle my thumb. Every move you make, every step you take, I'll be watching you. Jesus says, oh, my God, what a waste of semen. And the devil's like, that's the motherfucker I want to lead my army of demons. Hey, yo, Tyler, I got part two for you. Diary of a Bad Motherfucker. One love.
All right.
I love y'all. Yes. Woo.
That was hot, brother. That was hot.
Appreciate
y'all.
That's all right. You didn't mess up the flow. You just brought it all together tonight. That's all right.
You blazed it. You blazed it. You blazed it. That was awesome. Awesome.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you, Conda. I'm glad I was able to come through and catch a show. Every now and then it feels good just to let that out.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, and we all must say amen. I don't care if it is a progressive hour.
I have to still say amen up in here for that. How can we reach you?
Hour and the 100.
Right. Click right on over. One Love PS. I got you in the chat. One Love, the number one in Love PS.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where you can find me.
All right, now that is our awesome way. Just awesome. Keep up with your diaries, darling. That was awesome.
Absolutely. Y'all stay blessed. All right.
You too.
Later. One love.
Yeah.
Well, lady, I guess we have such eager beavers ready. Why mess up the flow? Let's take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 301 area code. You're on the air with Miss Strong Island, Poetic E, and Stevie G. Who may I say is on the air with us?
Miss Nova again. I got on again.
All right now.
I just been holding on. So you know, I guess you rotate like that.
Yes.
I'm gonna do a rap.
Cool.
Do a erotic rap. Might as well bust something like that. It's something that I've been having for a long time, but I just never did it. I shared it with some people. They were saying it was too nasty, so I'm just going to do it anyway.
You'll feel at home here then.
All right. Here we go. Damn. I'm kind of nervous. All right, here we go. I had those knees folded to your shoulders while I'm licking them guns. Massaging that booty hole, about to beat it on up. Which way you want it? Flip it, toss it, you moan, I done got 'em. Had that friction hit the sides if it ain't reaching bottom. I'm a freak, it doesn't matter. Whipped cream or that jelly. Have you in a pool of pudding, roll around on your belly. Let me come inside you on your back or all over your stomach. You think I'm making love to you, but I'm really just fucking. In the woods, at the beach, or on the hood of your car. You know I'm full of dead adrenaline, believe I go far. Beat that thing up, baby, let the bitch come out you. Pull your hair while I'm biting your neck, lighting your fire. Just tell me how you want it, let you get up on top. We can do the two-way thing with the tip of a mop. Them handcuffs and chains is quite ordinary. Or you can stand on the coffee table rolling your jelly. Throw that ass in the air at your own discretion. Or we can do the Kama Sutra, exploring many symmetries. Call me daddy, baby, poppy, or even oh God. It may not be that long, but best believe it's large. Going in and out the room while you're modeling bikinis. You can stand up on your head while doing kundalini. Baby, it really doesn't matter in my repertoire. We can do the gang bang or menage a trois. I'm like, hold up. I'm like, put that ass out. Put that arch in your back. Stand up and touch your toes while I tickle that cat. We can do it all night. If them tools is tired, I'll let you toss this salad with my nuts in your mind.
Oh, wow. That was a hot rap. I like it.
Damn.
Oh my
so
god.
Right.
It was excellent.
Thanks.
Oh, anytime. Please come back with more rap. That was hot. I like the flow.
Thank you.
Oh, man. How long it took you to work that piece? All right, we need the fans over here.
You need a fan, sister? You need a
fan? Yeah, that was very cool.
Out of my head.
I
got that tune in my head now. I really do. I hear those words replaying in my head.
Oh,
that was
you.
An awesome tune. Awesome.
If I wasn't so nervous, I wouldn't be
being it was definitely in there.
Yeah, we enjoyed
that.
It's hard trying to say it and being nervous. You get tongue-tied, you know, but it's a work in progress. I just never really said it to a lot of people. That's it's been here probably 2 years. I just haven't said it for anybody.
Well, I'm blessed. I say thank you for bringing it to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime.
I'm not going to lie. I have like a lot of, you know, like anxieties, you know what I'm saying, especially when it comes to getting on the mic, but this is really helping me, you know, and I appreciate y'all doing something like this. I got the info from Brother Larry. I don't know if y'all know the brother, but he's a real positive, good brother. And this, you know,
yes,
he told
know
me about
Larry.
It, and I got off from him, you know. But I'm enjoying
it.
I'm like,
appreciate that.
I'm like,
we will definitely let him know we appreciate it.
I ain't gonna hold y'all. I want to listen to some other poets. I appreciate y'all having me.
Definitely. I'm gracing this mic with your presence.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Y'all blessing me. One love.
One love.
One love, brother. One love. Well, sis,
yes.
I don't know what to say. I got to get a hold of my... But I think we can flow some more. I think we can. I think I can still breathe. All right, so let's do it like this. Caller from the 202 area code, you on the air with Ms. Strong Allen, Poetic E, and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have on the mic?
What's up? This is Larry, the soulful poet again. Props to my man. Giving me love. Coincidence that he came on. He's from the area, you know, 301 D.C., MDVA. You know how we do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We appreciate you for inviting him to the show.
Oh, yeah. Listen, ladies, got a treat for y'all. I'm going to let y'all choose this one. Now, I got one called Lustful Premonition. And I got another called Just Let Me Eat You. Which
Ooh,
one?
I love them both.
What'd you
both
say?
Titles. Okay.
Well, you know, I'm going to say Just Let Me Eat You. I want to hear what that sounds like.
Just Let Me Eat You.
Me too.
I'm going to keep it real.
All right. Just Let Me Eat You. If eating your pussy is a crime, then damn it, give me a life sentence. And if licking you into a wet mess is a sin, then I'll be forever repenting. You see, baby, ain't no shame in my game. I'm a big boy, and I got a hearty appetite, and I love to eat. I want my tongue to do a lap dance on your bottom lips till it splish splash, you're taking a pussy bath. By the time I'm finished with the appetizer, I'll be ready for the main course, and that's my path. Tasting your cum is like tasting warm ice cream dripping from the comb. Just letting you melt in my mouth leaves me full of the juices, wet to the bone. My lips on your bottom lips is like a never-ending moist tongue kiss. My goal is to eat you out so effortlessly that you fall into a convulsive bliss. I want to be sipping on your cum like Slurpee. So, baby, stop holding that pot of gold and just serve me. If I could eat you for a living, I would be employee of the month and work overtime. I'd eat you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even dessert time. I would like to eat you just for a plain chore. Baby, going down on you and tasting your pussy is my favorite recipe. It's like I'm having a nice piece of juicy chicken with a side of tea. Just had to admit, eating you is my obsession to make you feel good, because, baby, I will do anything to get you off. Just let me eat you. And that's my piece.
Alright.
Oh, that was a long clap. Wow.
I have to get off the floor for that one. I'll be on the floor.
You know what? Lori. Lori.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. Thank you.
Eating some ice. I'll crunch over the phone, the airwaves.
Well, I got to get off the floor.
Keep it clean. We on the air, so I'm going to keep it clean. But nice piece, brother.
Huh?
I said nice piece.
I take it you like it.
Wow.
I take it you
made me
like it.
Wow.
Steve,
I
hope you liked it too, bro. You know.
I like it, bro. You know, I'm over here checking you out. You
all right
with me, bro?
Yeah, well, you know, as long as the ladies cuckoo and, you know, I understand, you know.
They knew I'm the...
you really, really did. And I think right now, Miss Poetic E, I don't know what to say. These poets tonight are just bringing it.
Yes,
it's soft, but it ain't soft, not one bit. It's hard.
Yep.
They blazing.
Before I go, what time y'all go off? 11?
pretty much like 3-2.
Just remaining in the show.
Huh?
We have 12 more minutes remaining. Yeah, 11. You surprised me with that, Larry. That's why I'm kind of over here speechless. You surprised me with that one.
Oh, man. Well, you know, hey. Yeah, well, look, if there's another poet on the line, I'm going to slide on out. But if there's room, because I got another one for you, I'll be more than happy. But I'm going to slide on and let somebody else get it in. And you ain't got no more numbers. I want to catch with another surprise one. But I'm going to get on out y'all way.
All right. Thank you so much for coming through with that piece.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, Miss E,
I think
some music or something, calm it down a bit. Need some water?
Cool. You know what? I'm over here sipping on some ice. I'm trying to sip it, but it's crunchy, so I can't, you know. Because he completely just threw me away with that piece. Woo!
It was an awesome piece.
I
really
asked for it, though, didn't I?
I told you the title got me. That's why I said I couldn't choose. Both titles I know was awesome.
Yeah,
I knew the words to live up to that title.
Yes.
Mhm. Yep. Well, you know what, Miss E? What I'm going to do for you, I'm going to do one real quick, and then we can have some music real quick.
Okay.
I think I'm going to do a short piece. And this piece is called My Heart Was Fluttering. And it goes like this. This pussy was pounding. My heart was fluttering as your car drove up my path. I hurried around to be present at the door because I know what you have in store. No games, no thoughts, no foreplay at all. Just some straight-up fucking. We fucking as we listen to some classic R&B. Bringing back all of our emotions of love that was once there but now is replaced with another face. Just get to what you do. I've been waiting to be screwed. Pass the glove, because you know without gloves, there's no love. Understanding our bodies, cavities, activities, changing now, new things being brought through, making me know this is no school. Hurry, hurry, you will go. Your kids are coming home soon. Just be grateful we got each other for this last screw, and that is my piece.
Oh, so... I'm going to clap it up for you, but I'm going to make a quick as you go. All right.
Yeah, I just had to, you know, I just had to come back with a little bit something. After that one, I had to come with something. I couldn't be quiet.
We got a little bit more time for another poet.
All right, all right. Well, let's see. I guess we'll take the next caller on the air, which is caller from the 269 area code. Caller from the 269 area code, you on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, and CBG. Who may we say is on the mic?
Angel Love.
Well,
hey, Angel Love.
Welcome.
I love that name.
This writing may not be like some previous ones I've heard in the last few minutes. It's quite the opposite.
Okay.
It is okay. Just do you, Mama.
But I'm going to put it out there for you. It's titled Message from God. So, this is here it is. I am saddened by the choice you have made. My heart breaks when I see you suffer. I am here for you, always have been. All you have to do is allow me in your life. You don't have to suffer alone. I love you. You are part of me. Let me know you love me. I have loved you from the beginning, and I will never stop. Let me know you need me. I have many that don't like me. They say I'm not real. They blame me for them going to hell. When did I give you the right to judge my children? You are no better than they are, for you too have sinned in my child. I love all my children the same, for I am a loving father. Why must you bring me pain by fighting with your brothers and sisters? What happened to the command you were given to love one another as I have loved you? Don't you realize this is hurting your father? Did you forget why I sent my only son? Does his shed blood mean nothing to you?
He paid the price for you, and this is the thanks I get from you, a broken heart, children fighting with one another, love not being shown by you. This is your father speaking to you. Please listen to me. Go reconcile with your brothers and sisters. Tell them you forgive them and love them. Please don't wait for them to come to you, for you do not know when I will return. Go. Be at peace with yourself. I love you, my dear child. And that was called Message from God.
Oh, wow. We just so
very
enjoyed
nice.
That.
So, like I said, it was nothing like your previous ones.
There's nothing wrong with what you did. It was
right.
Thank you.
Yeah, we so
you're quite welcome.
Yes.
How can we reach you?
Well, I actually have my own, I can be reached many ways.
Are you still in the chat?
I am in the chat room.
Okay. Could you drop a link there so we can definitely be able to follow?
I sure will.
Thank you. Blessings to
you,
too.
You're quite welcome. And God loves you guys, too.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Poetic-y, I think we're going to do this. We have 6 minutes left in the show.
Yes.
We'll take the last caller.
Okay.
Caller from the 202 area code. You on the air with Ms. Strong Island, Poetic E, and Stevie G. Who may I say we have on the air?
This is Larry, one more game.
Oh, got it.
All right, brother, here we go. All
right. Here we go. This is called Lustful Premonition, and Father, please forgive me for the, call up what I'm about to say, but it's all good. This is called Lustful Premonition. I want you so bad that I can taste your juices all in my buds and feel the tingling of them bubbling in my teeth. I'm feeling like that warm sensation of the walls extracting and expanding as I give my ride to you and demand. Where's the beef? By the time I'm finished pleasing your body, you will feel like I murdered you, but you came back to earth with a whole new life that glows. I want my dick to be a giant leprechaun stroking you magically to the point you're counting all the colors in the rainbow. I want my magic stick to navigate all through the pink brick road till I reach a point where you have an orgasmic sore. And I want you to ride my not white but chocolate horse till it runs out of energy and remnants of little white magic till it skis through your pores. Having an ordinary love session is one thing, but I want to have an all-out, throw-down, freaky, harmonic, seductive, erotic blessing. I can't help it, but I want you to taste me like a lucky charm that's magically delicious. I want you to grapple my rod and staff till it overflows to the point that your oral stimulation is sensually vicious. To hear you moaning and groaning and panting, screaming. You got my hormones and nature just rising and beaming. I can't help but to ask, am I pleasing you? And you seductively say yes. Your body bubbling and weaving, eyes rolling back, looking like a seduced zombie, possessed. This makes me desire to make you have a horny Holy Ghost connection. And when I'm finished, I want to be your Hannibal the Great, your Shaka Zulu, the He-Man, anything that fits me from your description. I want to be inside your womb so deep that you'll be pregnant with my dick. You'll be giving birth to a 3-pound, 12-inch gigantic preemie that just want to stay inside forever if you can live with it. I want to be inside you like a seed growing into a plant that springs up, and once I receive your juices, like H2O, I want this session to be filled like a love-making jazz session, saxophone that blows. Well, damn, let me stop this, babes. I got to let these thoughts go. Too bad I've not even seen you in months, and all my freaky dreams I have yet to show. And it's that piece.
All right,
oh, yes. Nice.
We got 2 more minutes remaining. Yeah. right, Larry. You know we would clap it up for you a lot more, but we thoroughly enjoy your creativity.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming through, brother. We so appreciate you.
Hope I didn't offend anyone.
All
right.
No.
Thank you, Larry.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, we have one more minute remaining in the show. We'd like to thank all the poets who came through. Thank you, Ms. Strong Island, your host for tonight, for doing her thing during the Strong Island Central Sheet segment of the show. We'd like to thank all of those people who hung out with us tonight and all of those people who came through, rudely came through. We appreciate you, too. But we so thank you, and please do come through every night on Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We so appreciate you coming through again, and all you poets, please do feel free to come through and share your voice through any hour of the show, during our any two-hour segment of the show. We'd like to say God bless, good night, and we will see you next time on Thursday night, open mic, and we're going to send you out jazzy, please. With my favorite person, Yancy. Good night, Paula. We love you.